it's a blessing to be able to sit down in a nice, peaceful, intimate environment and have a conversation with you, but you create that all the time with the music.
Thank you.
Yeah. Every time I get a chance to see you, no matter whether the venue is small like Catalina's or, you know, large like the Hollywood Bowl or Monterey, it's always, you have a way of really putting this truth to your lyric. I mean, what is it that you do that makes the music so naturally peaceful when you perform?
That's a hard question to answer. I'm being myself when I perform, and there's not a lot of artifice, which is why it's jazz and not pop. When you perform for an audience, there's a truth that you want to bring them every night. And in order to do that, you have to stay on top of the truth for yourself.
I was thinking when I was listening to you perform the other night, it's like you have a way of turning the truth of stories and you regionalize. It's always a sound that seems regionalized in your tunes, and you bring the truth to that particular region when you perform.
It's interesting.
For some reason, at Catalina's the other night, it made me think of like I don't know why I thought of some like hip Western. Because you take the stories and your band, you know, all of the tunes seem different, and it seemed like, you know, okay, now we're over here, and you take the music and you develop it around a certain centralized area, and then you just make people feel that story with the truth of the sound. I mean, I don't know what you do. You tell me.
No, keep going. I like what I'm hearing. I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
That does happen. When you say regionalize, I thought at first you meant that it was specific to the location that we were performing. But you mean that each song is has a specific location. Yeah, okay. I never thought of that. But it makes sense. It makes sense. Thank you for it. I'm going to start thinking about that now. It's true. It's true. Each song takes place in a very specific location, emotionally, as well as physically. And I don't share this with very many people, but there's always a movie going on in my mind while I'm singing. Sometimes I'm in the movie, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm an observer, but sometimes I am inside of the little film that's going on. And it almost always is something from my past, some experience or something. That's the reason that I choose the song, because I say the song chooses me. It's because it has a connection to something very powerful from the past.
It's interesting that you say that about Phil, because just the other evening, Vijay Iyer, who I saw perform, says that he wrote a piece, and I forgot the name of the piece, but he says it's an out-of-body experience is how he wrote the piece. And the way he described it, I dream like this. So sometimes when I'm dreaming, you know, when you're really deeply entranced in a dream, I'm in the dream and I'm outside of the dream at the same time, watching myself in the dream. It's really bizarre. So I kind of understand what you mean by the movies. And you give us a movie. That's why I said when I was listening the other night, I'm like, okay, I almost started saying, where are you now? Because, and it's just how, it's how the musicians, you know, whatever dialect they're talking with the music, I'm like, okay, we're over here. So it's like the camera moves over here and we start here, and you take it from like a tiny drop and you just build around it, and you build your story around this, this drop, this location. And you know, I feel it, and I think everybody kind of innately feels that too.
I'm happy to hear that.
Country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and then an old beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots in moonbeams, wrapped up in a pug nose ring.
You're on stage, there's a lot of space in the music. Tell me what you do with that space, and then how you create with it.
Well, spaces are something I learned from listening to Miles. Oh my. The spaces are really an important part of the music.
Toast between the sky and sea. We'll sing until we find the harbor lights.
I love listening to musicians. So I want them to be able to express themselves and get as close to their truth inside of that context. What's your truth about this song? Share it with me. I love having those moments, and it's out of respect for their musicianship. They're not just here to play some changes behind me, although I like that sometimes. You know, I like songs where, okay, you guys just play the changes and I'll make it real simple. But for the most part, most of the set is really about the development of storylines. And like with the film analogy, there's a character, and each character is sharing his truth and how he feels about that story.
Well, it's great that you let the musicians play and tell their truth. You give us visuals, and I look at it as, I always look at it as a stream. So here's this stream, and this stream, you know, starts with a trickle, and then there's a branch this way, so now the water's directed, and these are your musicians, and you always watch this stream, and then you find the good, you always find these paths, different paths and doors to enter the water. And I was watching you the other night, just listening to the music, and then like, step in right here. And it's nice.
That's beautiful imagery.
That's what you give us.
I'm good.
That's what you give us in the music.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby lying there. He was stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, so bad.
I'm from LA, born and raised, and I don't know anything about the Delta or Delta blues. So being someone who's born and raised in Los Angeles that has never been really down south, what am I missing in the I don't really miss much in your lyric, but what am I missing in life that you bring from that region to express to the world through the music?
The blues, especially from that part of the South, is a distillation of the story that we brought with us as African Americans, and the story that we created as a result of our lives, the harsh conditions, the times after we were freed. It's a picture of what we did and how we coped with a host of difficulties, you know, problems. So the blues are a celebration, but at the same time, the pain, there's a painfulness in it that we, by executing the music, are then able to have a catharsis.
I feel that.
That might have been just really too...
No. You
that might be too complex.
Well, you can never, when you have a problem, whatever it is, mm-hmm. people hold on to their problems for their entire life. It's not until you face the problem and become real with it that you actually get free from it. So maybe this was a problem that happened in another generation, but it affects us as a people. Mm-hmm. So once you, if you have that inside of you from whatever age range you came in and got it, I'm sure maybe your grandparents and your mother, they experienced it different mm-hmm. than you did. So, but you got it through their stories plus what you're visualizing and what you see. So you have to, you have the opportunity to think about that, write about that, and express it. And now the world can hear your expression through the song. So you're freeing yourself.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Now the other people who hear the music, mm-hmm. maybe they haven't yet found a way to free themselves. And through your lyric, they can think about that and try and start on their own road to try to free themselves from whatever their thing is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Some folks hold on, some folks don't, you know.
Hmm.
I think the last time I saw you at the Hollywood Bowl, I came backstage to talk to you for a second, and we were talking about the David Murray tune.
Oh, yeah.
Love that tune. And I didn't really listen to the lyric at first, because I just love the sound of your voice and just what David is doing. It's beautiful. And is it Lafayette Gilchrist?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Nice.
He's sweet. I
nice.
Love it.
There's a message.
We've come back to claim our dearest legacy. We've come back to claim our very own. To you, they're just a box full of bones. But to us, there are loved ones who shouldn't be left alone. You took everything from us, but now we're home. The spirit of our people shouldn't sleep alone. Banished from your town filled with hate, you thought you destroyed us and sealed our fate. We survived through your ugly taunts and jeers, and restored what our family's pride. over the years, we've come back to claim our home. To us, they are family who should not be alone.
So, you know.
I'm not working with David. Yeah, he's always my curveballs. So it's great working with him. It's a challenge.
Well, speaking of working with folks, I understand you have a new album that's coming out that has a few people on there.
Yes.
Common being one of them. Why did I just forget the other person? I know who it is. What did you tell me?
John Legend.
Oh, my goodness.
Baby, 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 please don't go. You make me crazy, I've waited all day long. Cafe's closing, grab your coat and maybe we can follow where the evening's going. Night's upon us, don't you wanna see how this will end? I'll watch the sunrise reflected in your eyes.
He's on the cut that Common does.
Mm.
Called Silver Moon.
Mm. Well, now you got a Silver Moon and a Harvest Moon.
All kinds of moons.
Yeah.
Keep this moon thing going.
Well, I got something to say about that in a second.
Come drink with me beneath the silver moon.
I saw Prince come to the show the other night. And so I'm hoping that maybe there's something like that happening.
You know, I would love to work with him. I would love to. I just don't know when that can happen. He's such a busy man. And he did invite me to come to his studio. So maybe I'll call him and set up a time to just come and hang with him and just toss around some ideas. But I think we could have a lot of fun together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the songs you played at Catalina's the other night, right before Prince came in, I heard Prince's kiss inside that song.
Oh, you remember?
Maybe it was your second tune, second set. And I'm like, man, I heard the vibe. I'm like, Prince's kiss goes right with this. I'm like, but he's not here yet to even hear that. And then he came. Do you know the tune that I'm talking about?
The second set.
It's really got a vibe that works well with Prince. I'm like, why are y'all doing that now? He's not here yet, you know? Yeah.
I can't think of it right now. I have to go back probably, look at the set list.
Yeah, check it out and then look at it like that. But in terms of Harvest Moon, I mean, that was so beautiful the other evening. And the imagery that I got from that was just some Alvin Ailey dancers need to compose something to that tune. I was just looking at how beautiful, you know, two bodies or however many bodies moving together to that, especially the way you laid it down.
I feel that too. It's a very sensual point.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I have to say. Like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. Mm-hmm. a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing. Let's go out and feel.
Oh, well, yeah. One of the other things that I wanted to mention about the music is that we talked about some of the energies of how performers perform. They have to have every certain thing because they're really concentrated on performance, maybe more than the voice, and you do it much more naturally. I mean, I think the world is just pulling the eyes over too many people trying to sell them things and trying to present things to them. They accept that, which is, some of the masses accept that, which is, I think they should think a little deeper about what they want as opposed to just saying, okay. But yeah, I would think so. But you have a way of taking nostalgia, which is what people love. They love the repetition. They love the same thing. They really feel safe with that, and some people's ears don't want to hear anything other than that. But you have a way of taking that nostalgia that people love, and also the creativity, and doing a wonderful blend of those two together. So it makes the creative side of the creative people who love the music really dig it, and it also opens up the people that have their glass ceilings. Maybe they can break through that a little bit. Are you conscious about that?
Yes. It's a hard thing to combine. It's difficult. But I like to try to do that, you know, because you want to bring in as many people as possible, especially performing. You want to bring in everybody. I like that too. I mean, I love to hear musicians being very creative and exploring textures and harmony. But I also like to have that feeling that, oh, I know that sound. This is a familiar place for me. I like the feeling of that too. So you want to try to do that. You know, you want to attempt that. It doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah.
When you're lucky, it does.
Yeah. It's almost like a foot in the water, but you're rooted. It's your root.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I actually go on the air. Well, thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, colored kisses, and a bit of conversation. No. Take